Today we are privileged to have with us a young man who has meant much to us out at the Gospel Chapel. He's been a blessing to us, and it's our joy to have him with us on the program today. Ross McLaren is a graduate student at Vanderbilt University, and today he's going to share with you how he met the Master and what it's meant to him. Ross, it's good to have you.
Thank you. I'd like to share with you my testimony, and then after that, mention to you a problem that I had and something that has helped me work that out. I accepted Jesus Christ at a very young age. And what I mean by that is that I came to a knowledge that, as a sinner, I was separated from God, because God was a holy God. And I realized that Jesus Christ had come to die for sin and suffer the penalty, and that through believing on Him and accepting Him as my Savior, this gap of fellowship could be restored. And I accepted Jesus Christ. After that, I became involved in the local church in New Jersey where I grew up, my parents being a Christian family, and then I worked into the youth group and became the youth leader there. However, most of this did not really make much difference in my life and didn't mean very much to me during my high school years. And it wasn't until my final year of high school that I attended a World Missions Congress in Illinois. And at that Congress, I was challenged to attend Bible school. During my first year of Bible school, I had an Old Testament instructor who made the Old Testament come to life and showed God working with His people through the ages. One problem that I had was I always thought that it would be nice for a Christian if he could meet the Master in person the way the disciples had in the Old Testament and walk with Him and talk with Him and get to know Him in a very personal way. And this seemed rather impossible to me. And then I found in the Bible how Paul says he came to know Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16, he said, "Therefore, from now on we recognize no man according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer." And Paul came to realize that the most important way of knowing Jesus was not in an earthly, fleshly way, but to realize that He had died for me and rose for me, and that in Him I died, and that God holds out for me new life, if I am in Christ, as verse 17 of chapter 5 goes on to say. And what Paul is saying is that all that's remembered about the historical Jesus in His lifetime is overtaken in what He has done in dying for us. And to want to go back to be with Him during His earthly life is to go back before the cross as if He had not died and risen again. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 4, Paul says, "Because we know Jesus Christ as the risen Lord, we know the Son of God in power." And in John chapter 20 and verse 9, it says, "We who have not seen and believe are blessed." And then in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9, it says there, "We who have not seen and yet love the Lord." And verse 13 adds, "Because we love Him, having not seen Him, and know Him as the risen Lord, He is able to meet our needs until His second coming." And this is the kind of God that we can come to know in Jesus Christ. We know the risen Lord, who is our Master and leads us through our life. And He's given His Word, the Bible, which reveals His will for us and helps to show us His character and His love. And this is the one who desires to be the Master of all who will believe. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. It's good to have had you with us today. And it's good to have different ones coming on the program and sharing with us what it has meant to them since they met the Master. Listening friend, if we can be of help in introducing you to the Master, the Lord Jesus, we would indeed count it a privilege. Call us, and may the Lord bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.